Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Joining me today, Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice.
Hi. Hi, Steve.
Great to be with you. Cameron's here today. We're very happy, always happy to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Steve. Hi, Alice.
And if I had a radio sheet in front of me, I would know other things. But let me tell you about something. Here's the deal. Best weekend ever. Why? Well, on Friday, well, we started Thursday at Museum of the Bible with Lumina. Friday, every seat filled, and it, you know, when you've got a packed anything, there's magic that can happen when there's content and authenticity, and boy, it was there. And it was a fantastic day. The women, everyone that came said, we're coming back, we're bringing a lot of women for our church. And coming back means the next event is June the 17th and 16th and 17th. Lisa Turkhurst is the headliner for that.
Great.
That'll be a great time. Lumina. Go to newlife.com. Click on the Lumina banner. You'll find it right there. It's just amazing, amazing how great that event was. Then I came home, and my son's band, the Carmel High School Greyhound Marching Band, competed in the state finals, and they won.
Wow. Right.
In 30 Amazing. Years, they've only won six times, and it was so doing pretty well here. But let me just say this. Grateful that you're with us today. If you want to join us today, 1-800-229-3000. I'm probably going to say this at the end, but I want to say it at the beginning in case you're not here at the end. It is all of our responsibility to go vote tomorrow. If you like the way things are, vote for the way things are. If you don't like the way things are and there's a change, vote because you don't like the way things are. If you like a candidate on this party or that party, the main thing is that we exercise this privilege we have in America.
Yes.
And we vote. Don't listen to anybody say, well, I don't need to vote because it's all wrapped up or my vote doesn't matter. Do it and feel good about it. And wear that little, I'll have mine on, I voted, that little sticker. Please vote because it's important. And I'm not, we're politically free zone here. So I'm not telling you how to vote, which way to vote. We just try to help people with problems. There are a lot of people being voted for that have problems, but I'm not going to say. Anyway, if you believe in the folks that are running, vote for them. If you don't vote for them. So God bless you. And I really believe a responsible person finds a way to vote. And I'll and that's tomorrow. And I'll mention this at the end. In the meantime, really glad you are here. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And we're going to be here for quite some time. Two solid hours. Just me, Alice Benton, no Mark. Here we are. So call us. And don't forget, this is the place where people get wisdom from the Word. Now, we don't necessarily quote Scripture all the time, but everybody that's on this program, Mark, Alice, me, all the others, we believe in the truth of the Bible. And the light that we bring to a situation, it needs to be the light of God from God's Word. And not everything that we do is in the Bible. Like, there's no direction on how to fix your muffler. But if you need your muffler fixed, there's a godly way to get your muffler fixed and an ungodly way. That's what we're trying to do here. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. You know, we have a full call board. I can't wait to hear what everybody's talking about and what the needs are today. We really, really do want to help you. I'm going to go to Kirby from California, Missouri. He listens on the podcast. Kirby, hi there. How you doing today?
How are you, Steve?
Doing all right.
I'm doing good. I called your the New Life hotline this morning. I was trying to get your personal information. I've got a 3-page letter I wanted to send to you, but I just I wanted to express how grateful I am to New Life Ministries for what you do. I'm a long time listener, long time love New Life supporter, and on October 26th, my son got killed in a bridge collapse accident.
Oh my goodness!
He had been in the Marine Corps for, you know, as soon as he enlisted, right out of high school. He'd done 4 years, and we just got him back in July. And like I said, he was working on a construction crew that was building a bridge near Kearney, Missouri, and during the concrete pour, the bridge collapsed, and right where he was standing, just everything came down on top of him. And so, yeah, I'm telling
you, that was the 26th, right?
It was all over the national. I mean, I know the Washington Post carried the story, and CNN had it on. And it
what was his name?
National. Connor Ernst.
Connor Ernst. Oh, man, I am so sorry, Kirby. Oh, my goodness. What a pain that must be for you.
But, like I said, I just, you know, the wisdom, like, I remember a long time ago Henry Cloud being on there one day, and he talked about, you know, sorrow is better than laughter because a sad face is good for the heart. In the house of the wise, there's mourning. In the house of the fool, there's pleasure.
Yeah.
And so when I heard of Connor's accident, I made a decision, you know, that I'm not going to shake my fist at God. I'm not going to ask him why. And I'm not going to numb out the pain with pleasure. I'm going to mourn, and I'm going to heal. And, you know, I wouldn't know all this if I didn't listen to your guys' show. So,
we feel for you, and I want to pray for you. I'm wondering if you, you just take the time it takes to grieve. And here's what I've never lost a child, but I've heard that from that moment on, life is different. It's not the same. You're not in horrific pain every day, but it's never the same. And I'm believing that you're on the right path, and I just want to encourage you to take the time you need to go through that full grieving process. I remember when my father died, he died unexpectedly, and I just grieved, and you know, it just strips away everything when you grieve. And people said, I've never liked you more than when you were grieving the death of your father, which says, you know, I really was grieving, and I hope that for you. You just become the authentic you, and you don't feel like you've got to be a hero to anybody. And already I think you've been a great hero to a lot of people listening.
I don't feel like a hero. God has been so gracious to us, and we have been so supported and so loved on. I was able to get up and speak at his funeral. I didn't know if I could. I had typed out 2 pages worth of things I wanted to say, and somehow he gave me the strength to say it. And it was very helpful. It was very healing for me. And
good.
I just wanted to call in and say how much I appreciate what you guys do, and I said I'm gonna be sending a letter your way and hope you get it. So,
well, if they didn't give you the address, just hang on, and whomever is screening calls will be sure they know to give you the address here in Indiana, because I want to read your letter, and I'm going to send you some things that I hope will be helpful to you. So I want to get your address also. So we'll exchange addresses. And Lord, I thank you for what Kirby has shared today. I'm so sorry. Lord, I know that in a fallen world, horrible things happen, but it never makes sense. And God, just be with Kirby, his family, and I just pray that all of Connor's friends and family could experience your presence and your comfort. And we just thank you for a young man that served our country. Mm-hmm. And we sure wish he was still here, Lord. But you take him. And I know that he will be bright with love from you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, Kirby, you hold on. We'll exchange addresses, and I want to send you some things that I hope will be helpful. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, let's pray. Please pray for him. This is, there are not many things more painful. I don't know of anything more painful than when you lose a child. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help with anything, we can sure do that. NewLife.com is the other place to go. And we're going to be in the studio for a couple hours here, and you can join us at 1-800-229-3000. Now let's go to Nancy. She's calling from Orlando, Florida, WTLN. Nancy, how are you today?
Oh, hi there. I'm wonderful. How are you, Steve? So wonderful to hear from you, to hear you.
Thank you. How could we help?
I'm in my last one-third of life, and I made a will out. And my son, when I was a mother and he was a little boy, I was a kind of a cold, harsh mother. And I wanted to write him a letter, or I don't know how to do it, or I'm going to see him this Thanksgiving. I don't know. I wanted to tell him. I feel confused about when you give reasons for things or excuses. I don't want it to be an excuse, but mm-hmm. I was going to tell him why what happened in my life, why I was cold and harsh.
Why were you cold and harsh?
Well, my mother, her mother died when she was six, and she was raised in an orphanage, and she was beat up in the orphanage a lot, and she was raped, and she ran away, and she was molested by her father, molested by many men, and she didn't trust very well, and she was hard on me, very, very hard on me. She dragged me around the house with my hair. She didn't trust me. She thought I was meeting men in the bathroom at the movies because I asked to go twice. She was really crazy, and I had a lot of anger, and I married young, very young, just turned 17, and I had a baby. And so I don't know, it just came out of me. I had a lot of anger, and I was selfish, sure. and I was looking for love desperately.
Yeah.
And
well, I feel so sad for you, because nobody has instructions on how to handle things like that. Horrible mistreatment. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. Alice, I'll ask you, what do you think would be the best way for her to ask for forgiveness and explain some things that led to it without it sounding like, I'm blaming my mother for all this? Because I don't think that's what's happening here. I think it is important for everyone to know what reality has been. What do you think?
Nancy, it's so sadly rare how many mothers are willing to come on and say right at the start, I was a cold, harsh mother.
Yeah.
And we're imperfect mothers, but it's so hard to admit it. Mm-hmm. And so your desire to make greater amends to your son is so honorable, and it will pass blessings onto him and onto the next generation by your willingness to do this. Now, it sounds like you've done some character work already to get to the point to be able to talk about yourself this way. What's the structured professional help that you've been participating in?
Well, I got real close to God. For many, many years, I read the Bible like 7 hours a day, and I wanted to make a change because I didn't like myself. You know?
Oh, I hear the
I'm the best grandmother. I'm the best grandmother you ever would see in the whole world.
Mm. And in addition to that great spiritual work, what kind of counseling have you gotten? What sort of groups have you been a part of?
Well, I never really got counseling, but I read what Jesus said about love and kindness, and I went through things that taught me the pain I felt when I was harsh drove me to want to change, and it took a while. I learned a lot of lessons and went through a lot of hardships, but I faced death. I had cancer. I just wanted to be a different person, a loving, kind, and gentle. And I learned.
Nancy, it's obvious that you take your spiritual time very seriously and you apply it to your life. I think it's wise that you're questioning, will telling my story to my son at this point sound like an excuse for how I treated him? And I think it depends on some other conversations you've had with him and on the way you behave with him. And so it's usually helpful to start with some confessions of that coldness and that harshness mm-hmm. before explaining why it happened. And then drawing out your son to ask him, how did it affect you that this is the kind of mom that I was? And by listening without explaining or justifying first, we then develop an openness and a level of trust that we're mm-hmm. able to share the why. But I would recommend that you first take those steps and then ask your son, I want to share my story, my family's story with you. Are you open? Do you want to hear about it? I think it will help explain why I treated you the way that I did. But take those initial steps first.
Okay, we Mark, have a really excellent relationship now, so I just was wondering if I should even bother bringing up the old past. But we did talk about it once when he was a teenager, late teenager.
I would start this way then. If you have a good relationship, I would start with, I'm so grateful that we're able to have the relationship that we have. And one of the reasons I'm so grateful is because as I look back on those early days, you know, I was this and this and this, and I don't know, somehow you've worked through that. I hope you've forgiven me for that, you know, just so you're saying that you're appreciating what you have and you're giving him credit for not hanging on to the past. Mark, do you have a thought here?
Yeah, and so Nancy, I think that the difference between a reason and excuses justify and defend behaviors. Right, and there's not really a commitment to changing. And I think giving a reason is really an explanation as to why something happened, why you were where you were. But there also comes with it a commitment to change. And so I think that's what I hear coming from you. So I think you're in a great position to break the generational cycle here. And so, you know, acknowledge how you parented may have impacted your son. And I think probably a good resource to start to look through is How We Love on Attachment.
I'll send it.
Yeah,
which
talks sure about how our parents impacted the way that we bonded with them, and then how that impacts the way then that we take those lessons into relationship with others.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? How We Love is a, well, it's a game changer. In fact, it gets you out of the games that you might be into and into reality with each other, a hopeful, healthy reality. You can get it at newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Take a break. Come right back. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Dr. Alice Benton, Mark Cameron is here. And I'll tell you what, let's go, and how about we talk with Andy from Washington, D.C., just there with Lumina. By the way, June 16, 17 is Lumina with Lisa Turkhurst. The other event that's already scheduled is in October, and that's Tara Lee Cobble is going to be the headliner there. She has a Bible recap podcast that millions and millions of people, supposedly it's 120 million downloads, the number two most popular Christian podcast. So if you've never heard of Tara Lee Cobble, T-A-R-A-L-E-I-G-H, and then C-O-B-L-E, she's going to be there in October. We're going to have a great, great time. But right now, we're going to take some time and talk with Andy from Washington, D.C. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you all for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we
calling
help?
Calling today to see if anyone on the panel had experience with or had an opinion on the TMS therapy that seems to be gaining popularity in the dealing mm-hmm. with depression. Combating depression.
And using the magnetic force to try to realign some things or shift some things. And
I didn't want to butcher the title, that's why I said TMS. I've been researching if it's technocranial electronic stimulation, I believe.
Yeah. And it's different than shock treatment, which was the it's different. Let me say this. It depends on the study, but I think about half or more than half of the people get better, and some complete turnaround. Because I do believe it does have an impact on the brain, and I haven't seen any studies about any negative impact. But there's also the placebo effect of just somebody taking care of you, doing something, you expecting change that always influences anything we do. I've always said, either give me the medicine or a placebo, because I know I'll get a little bit better if I get the placebo. So I don't know what really is more influential. Is it the care, the attention, things like that? But I suspect it's much more that for certain people it is effective, and you could even say what they need. Mark, you have a thought, or Dr. Benton, any thought on TMS?
Andy, would you tell us the story behind the question? Why are you asking?
It's basically for my daughter. 20 years of age, getting over some trauma from many years ago that has recently come to light, and several episodes of abuse from men and of trust in her life, and just dealing with that over the years, and just I guess repressing it for so long has really built up on her. And we've been in therapies and in and out of facilities, and her mother and I are strong believers, and we're pretty sure that she grasps it, and she is as well. It's just getting her to lean on Christ enough after, you know, you say, you know, it's all good in his timing, and he always has our best interest, but to get that to someone who's suffering in that situation, I can understand where it would seem at some point hopeless, even though,
yeah,
again, his timing is not our timing, but when you're suffering, that's just not very comforting.
And Andy, yeah, what are some of the more severe symptoms your daughter is dealing with? Is she struggling with suicidal ideation or attempts?
Yes.
Oh, and she's maybe been in inpatient rehab facilities?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And is she rejecting Christianity or your beliefs?
No. No, but then, you know, sometimes some of the things she says, is it, there again, I just don't, over the years, she really was into it, and just, I just don't know if this is what's causing her to wane and maybe, you know, believing certain parts of the Bible, and, you know, yes, I believe the gospel, but yet I don't think he can help me in this life and that kind of thing, and I can't rely on his strength, and I'm going to try to rely on my strength and therapist strength. And
as you consider adding in this form of therapy, what's your concern about engaging with TMS?
Just everything that I read and research is coming, it seems to me, is coming from a secular direction. And I know calling you all, I've debated calling you all for a while, but I absolutely know that you're going to give me advice, and it's to help someone, but yet at the first time you all seem to want to honor the Lord's opinion on the subject, and that's,
well, absolutely,
what I'm really looking for.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you some help right after this. You hang in there. And I'm so glad that you called. You know, there are so many other things that can be tried other than TMS. And to me, that or some other method, well, it's different than having a Christian counselor. We'll talk about that.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here, and I just want to mention this, that there are things, procedures, when the brain itself is the problem, whether it's a chemical imbalance in the brain, or someone might say, well, there's a wiring problem there. And just like if there's a traumatic brain injury due to your head being hit up against a brick wall, you know, if let's just say that happened. You hit a brick wall with your head, and now, I mean, it was horrible. You have traumatic brain problem. So would you go to a Christian doctor who's never worked on a brain, or would you want to go to the atheist who's healed so many people, he's so great, and then have Christians pray for the session with the most world-renowned brain specialist? For me, I would want to go to the person that knows the most about this brain organ problem and have others pray. And the reason I'm going into that is this kind of procedure, it doesn't have to be a Christian procedure, because it's a procedure. And now, if I was I would be sure that she had had proper trauma therapy before going to this method. Do you know if she has had EMDR or anything like that done with her?
She's had multiple. She actually was at one time going into that field, and when she was had the capability of being able to study, she had it. And so she even knows a little bit about like the abbreviations and so forth that you're saying. And to get back to answer your question, we've had many, many different kinds of therapies, and both in and out patient. And it just, there again, she can explain it even better than I, because she's, well, I just, this therapist doesn't seem to be trauma based, and this one does. So she seems to know what she's looking for, and yet never seems really to find it. And
okay, well, I would just be sure that before she does TMS, that she had someone do some form of EMDR. Now, here's the difference. See, in when EMDR is properly done, you don't walk in to an EMDR specialist and they start a procedure. There's a getting to know and understand and a proper rapport, trust is built. And that's why you'd want that done by a Christian counselor. And we can help you find trauma specialists that are Christian. So I would want to be sure, no matter what she's saying to you, I would want to be sure that she had had that kind of help, because so many people have been helped by EMDR, including myself, over one issue. It just really, really helped me. So, Alice, Mark, more info on this.
So here's my thought, Andy. TMS obviously sounds like a physician has maybe recommended that to your daughter, a physician who's treating your daughter. I don't know if I would call that secular. I don't believe that physicians actually heal us. Right, our bodies heal us. God has designed our bodies to heal themselves. Physicians, they remove obstacles or they place structures, but your body heals itself, right? Because that's how God has designed it. So I would try everything. I would try if she has depression, if she has suicidal thoughts, and you've tried all other things. I would try different things. I mean, I would look up the research. I'm sure there's research behind TMS, otherwise the FDA would not approve that. I like EMDR, as Steve was mentioning, because you're more actively processing through trauma, whereas from my understanding with TMS, it's more passive. You're using the magnets to stimulate regions of the brain. But that's my thought. I wouldn't necessarily call it a secular practice when God has designed our bodies that way.
Alice, any comment you want to make here?
Well, Andy, I'm also not opposed to secular forms of therapy, especially if they're shown to be effective. What I would consider with your daughter is both leaning into what her preferences are. If she wants to try it and she's enthusiastic when other things have not worked and it's being recommended, that's a pretty strong reason to give it a shot. Now, as you've tried many different forms, I'd also question, are we sticking with one form long enough to receive the benefits from it? But also, it's necessary for your daughter to be able to address when she doesn't like a clinician. It's not a good fit for her with a clinician. And I've had clients tell me that they had to shop around through 10 clinicians, 15 clinicians, in order to find one that fit. So it's also a natural part of the process. But you've got to stick with something long enough in order to receive the benefit from it.
All right. I'm really glad that you called. I'd like you to hang on, and let's just see if we could refer you, give you the name of someone in your area that is a trauma specialist for your daughter. And, oh my goodness, I'm going to ask everybody to pray for her, mm-hmm. pray with her. I hate it when these problems come up and then there's just no relief. You just keep trying different things. And here, obviously, this therapist is really, really concerned here, trying something that not a lot of people recommend.
Steve,
so we pray for her healing. Yeah,
just
Alex.
One more thought. As there have been studies done comparing different forms of treatment, what they find to be the most important factor is the trust and the relationship built with the therapist. So that's really more important than the form of therapy that we receive. Can we trust this person, and do we build confidence with them?
Yep. All right, now let me mention something before we go to the next call, and you can join us, 1-800-229-3000. Here, we're doing Restore this weekend in Washington, D.C. And this is for women who have been hurt by a man who has had a sexual integrity problem. A lot of times women go, well, why should I go? Well, if he has a problem, he has given you a problem. It's just so sad. You have the problem of needing to grieve and forgive and... No, it's not fair, but Restore can help you. Listen to this. Why did it take me so long to attend the Restore workshop? Anger. I was angry at my husband, angry at myself, and I discovered I was angry at God. No more. Restore has empowered me and has given me the tools to work through my anger, work through my pain, work through my confusions. And it's helped me realize I am worthy. I do matter. Restore. You have changed my life forever. Oh, my goodness. That makes my day. It's not about restoring the marriage. We'd love that to happen. It's about restoring you as a woman and helping you get through for what is, for most, a very, very horrible nightmare. Come join us, 1-800-229-3000. It's this weekend in Washington, D.C. Let's go to Nina, Long Beach, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. The reason for my call is because I've been married for 34 years, and I'm finally realizing that I'm involved in a toxic relationship with my husband. We're going through cycles of what I would consider emotional abuse. And I've already talked to my pastor's wife and professionals, and they all support my decision. And so that's where I'm at right now. And
does your husband know that you're considering divorce?
Yes, we're in mediation right now, and the paperwork is being drawn up.
Okay. How could we help you then?
And... I would like to know what the Bible says about divorce, and I would like to live the remainder of my life as a single person, and I would like to know how I can do that. I just don't want to enter into another relationship, and I want to not have the need for male companionship or I can't do that.
All right, so one is you want the biblical standards for divorce, and the other is how to live a happy life as a single, right?
Yes.
Well, we'll tell you about that right after this break.
Thank you.
Seeing how the music started right when I was about to talk to you a little bit there. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll talk about that and a couple of other things. You know, Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." Now, for some, that's a horrible verse, and for others, it is a great source of hope because we're open and honest and we don't want to have secrets. I hope that that's you. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take this break, and then we'll, once again, we're going to talk with Nina, and we're going to talk about voting a little bit too.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hi, my name is Elena, and my husband's name is Brian, and we just celebrated our 14th year wedding anniversary. But what some people don't know is that over 8 years ago, we went through a very dark time in our marriage, and we actually were separated for over a year. And looking back, as we entered that second year of being separated, I just remember both of us feeling very helpless, very confused, and very lonely, and very disheartened, in need of encouragement. And one of the things that was very hopeful is that my mom, in the midst of this loneliness, suggested that we call New Life and attend one of their conferences. It was a marriage workshop, and we decided to go. And the first time it didn't work out, but then the second time we were able to attend. And to be honest, that this was the catalyst that set into motion a string of events that showed us God's love. We learned how to communicate to one another through the practical tips that were given at the conference. We learned that we were not alone. And then we learned that all things are possible with God, and we got a vision for what our marriage could look like, getting the clarity that we needed to be able to go to counseling for the next year, to continue to use what we learned. And then now, during entering this new holiday season, we're just full of gratitude and hope because we got back together and God redeemed those times and those years that we had lost. He brought us new hope. He brought us joy. And now we feel like we bring that hope to the people that we're around during the holidays and completely transformed our lives, taking us from a place of confusion and stagnation to a place of hope and clarity and vision. And I couldn't be more grateful to New Life for everything they've done to help us, but most of all to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who showed us what it was like to love and be loved through his sacrifice for us. And so I'm so grateful to be able to share this today.
Oh my goodness, I love that, and thank you, Elena. And you could have a different holiday if you'll just reach out and ask for help. We've got some great things. Restore is one of them. We'll do Every Man's Battle December the 2nd in Dallas, and we'll do Intimacy and Marriage in Orange County, California, February 17th, 18th, and 19th. It could change everything. Well, we're talking here with Nina, and she's wanting to know about what God says about divorce, what the Bible says about divorce. So, Alice, you want to get us started here? What did you want to say to her?
Nina, would you tell us why you're asking this question at this point in the mediation and the divorce? And I think I'm hearing some guilt and maybe some second guessing, because of which you want clarity about what God has to say. So why now?
That's a good question. Yeah, there is a little bit of guilt. I just want to be extra sure to follow what it is that the Bible says to do. I've already decided that I'm going to file for divorce because I feel like I am not 100% safe in this relationship, in this marriage. We're under the same roof right now. I changed the locks on my bedroom. I change the locks on my bedroom. It's difficult. He said that he would never hurt me because he doesn't want to go to jail. He's never hurt me physically, but he uses shame and anger to control and manipulate me. And
yeah,
with the help of support groups, I've gotten to a point where I recognize the cycle of abuse.
Okay. I just want to jump in because we don't have a lot of time. Alice, do you want to finish what you were going to say? Because I have a comment about what she just said.
Well, Nina, I would check on that message of guilt because I suspect some of it comes from him. I think he uses guilting you as a tactic to probably try to keep control over you. But then I would also evaluate with God and with your trusted friends, is this guilt telling me that there's something I should have done or still should attempt that I haven't yet done? Because the biblical grounds for divorce, they're two very difficult standards. And we certainly know God just hates all forms of divorce because it causes so much pain. Sometimes it's the better of other evils that we have to choose between or amongst. And so as you consider, is there sexual immorality? That's one biblical standard from Matthew. Or is there an abandonment by an unbeliever? And that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And one of those may apply to your situation. I always recommend a legal separation, well, almost always, before a divorce, because sometimes that length of separation motivates a person like your husband to take a look at his behavior, and it sometimes generates some willingness for change and remorse.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, a quick comment from you.
Yeah, I was actually going to say this something along the same lines there, Alice, is that, you know, typically the progression I would recommend to a person or a couple would be first to, you know, go into therapy, you know, intimacy in marriage, couples therapy together, see how that works out for you, if it is abusive, if it is unsafe.
We have done all of that. We have done all of that. Therapies, we've already gone to a new life.
Okay.
Intimacy and marriage. We've gone to a Christian therapist. They say that I'm in a loveless marriage. They say he has anger management issues. He has no tolerance for therapy. He says that he won't go into therapy. He says that he is not a Christian. He says that he church is not his thing. He has no desire to change.
Go ahead, Mark.
So it sounds like you're on the right path. There, you're seeking the right the first steps here, and then I would recommend a legal separation, because that typically provides space and oftentimes allows someone to see where the consequences of their behavior are leading, and sometimes that's the impetus for someone to change. I think just to make a quick comment before Steve gets in here, I think the other thing that I heard you say here, Nina, was talking about healing going forward and asking for God to take your desires away. I think I would more seek healing, right? Because I think in living a life of singleness, it's not really about having our desires taken away, but more about learning how to manage our desires.
Yeah, and you don't want to be without desire, because that's being human. I will just say two things, that if you're divorcing so that you can be safe, divorce will not make you safe. Because if he's a threat to your safety, he finds you and all that. And then the second, so you need to secure safety in other ways other than just divorce. And, you know, if you have not tried separation, like these guys are saying, even legal separation, I think that's a very good first step. And I hate what you're going through, and it really does sound like it falls in this criteria of a non-believer abandoning you. And I just hope and pray that you stay with the fine Christian folks that are helping you, stay connected, and I hope and pray that you are like my 95-year-old mom, and you just can pull tons of friends around you. That's what I hope and pray for you. Well, we're just about out of time. I want to mention again, I do believe we have a gift. It's called freedom. We live in America. I want to encourage you to please vote. If you're not going to vote, come on. Find a way to vote. Do it. You can even vote today. Vote early today, whatever. But please vote. If you like the way it's going, vote for that. If you don't, vote for that. Okay. Having said that, vote for your own self here by coming to a weekend like Restore this weekend in Washington, D.C. If you're a man, vote for your integrity. Establish it December the 2nd. In Dallas, Texas, as Every Man's Battle. And vote for the couple that you are. February 17, 18, 19 in Orange County. Intimacy and marriage. Bad marriages become good ones. Disastrous marriages become phenomenal. It'll help you. We'll do another program. 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Alice and Mark. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609.
Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.